To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, here we go. Rocking along on a Wednesday. Fresh legs. Not really sure what that means. Basketball term. Love that term in basketball. You hear it once every game. They're bringing in some couple guys. Fresh legs.
I also love the fresh arm when they call guys up from the minor leagues. Those guys have been pitching just as much as everybody else. Their arm is not fresh. It's not like they're stashing them down in the minor leagues and nobody's pitching and everybody's just got like a fresh arm down there ready to go up at the big league level. You call a guy up from the minors in the middle of the season.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
And they've got 100, that's not a fresh arm. That's a different arm, but it's not a fresh arm by any stretch of the means. We need some fresh arms. Call kids up from Omaha. That dude's got 120 innings and it's June.
Getting soon to the cliches of spring training.
Oh, they're going to be good, man. They're going to be good.
Who's going to be in the best shape of their life?
Everybody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Vinny's got to be number one.
Yeah, Cags, I think I was going to say immediately.
I don't know how he can get better.
Well, that's what we thought about Mahomes after year
one. You should lose a little bit more weight.
Yeah, you got a little baby fat there hanging out on your gut.
Thanks, holidays.
So you could get rid of that. Get rid of all that, you'd be fine. No, I think Cags will be the best shape. And I think Vinny's a good one for the leader in the clubhouse too, you know, best shape. Salvi, I'll put up there.
Yeah,
you know, on
he
that
looks
list,
10 years younger.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Bobby, man, he looks better than he's ever looked before. He put in work this offseason.
Yeah, last year Bobby got faster.
That's right.
Seriously, which is insane to think about that. Mm-hmm. That guy getting faster. No, because like I always do love listening to Vinny on Cody and Gold, and he was really giving it to them yesterday because Gold kind of set him up like a jerk. He was like, well, I guess we're all kind of similar now. We don't know what to do in January for football. Vinny, you know that pretty well.
Right.
And he just shifted straight to Cody.
Yeah.
He was just like, sorry, I'm not talking to that guy. It was pretty good. It's pretty good. And then that was like right when Schwarber and Edwin Diaz
were signing.
Yeah, it's Schwarber $150 million for 5 years.
Is the Schwarber thing done? Because I saw later in the day that he was like now still considering other offers. And that was like, I was like, because you had texted about 10:30, 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then later in the day, I saw a tweet that was like 7 minutes old that says Schwarber still considering some other offers. I'm like, oh, I thought he signed with the Phillies yesterday.
Enough I saw was that he's there 5 for $150 at 38 years old whatever he is, which is good for him, you know. Go out there and hit 52 home runs and 126 RBI, and you write your own check, sir. And then the trumpet, the guy the Mets love so much, you know, that turned into a third down song for every collegiate stadium. Now he's a Dodger.
Right.
So
the Met fans were pissed yesterday, of course.
So the dominoes are starting to fall, at least, because we said yesterday in the air, like, do something. Well, they did something. So we'll get into some winter meeting talks about the Royals coming up in a little bit. A couple things last night. First, we saw the Philip Rivers news just continue to trickle throughout the day about Philip Rivers. And then I was watching Wilbon and Kornheiser. They had a little segment they do on SportsCenter before the BYU-Clemson game, which I'll get into in a second. And they were like, why didn't they call Andrew Luck?
Maybe Andrew Luck got the call and Andrew Luck said no. I mean, it's pretty simple, right?
It's hilarious because isn't he the general manager at Stanford?
Yeah,
he is. I don't know if that's like conflict of interest.
Well, you can quit that job, true. I guess. And, you know, but I'm sure they did. And Andrew Luck probably said, no, guys, I retired for a reason. You know, and he's been out longer than Rivers has.
The other thing that came out yesterday was that Philip Rivers has been running the Colts offense at the high school that he coaches.
Yeah.
He's running Shane Steichen's exact offense. He knows the playbook. He's going to come in and say, yeah, I know all this.
Yeah, which is great. I mean, for them, I think it's also great if we see look at these stories on the news. This ballpark may go to Overland Park. Like, told you that a year ago. I mean, I hate to be that guy, but I just looked up at Fox 4. T-Mobile may move if ballpark built at Asperia. No bleep.
Really?
Yeah, but they're supposed to announce it next week, okay? That's just going to be honest.
Do you imagine if they, like, held their ground? It's like, here's the stadium, and then if you need your cell phone plan change, you go right here in the middle of center field.
Yeah.
And gone.
T-Mobile, our campus supports over 35. Like, people are acting like this has come out of nowhere. We had the conversation with Tara in the parking lot yesterday. She goes, have you heard they may build the ballpark at 119th and Nall? I go, I've been telling you that for a year.
Well, she brought that up because there was what I had told you earlier. There was like a meeting of Johnson County residents were trying to say, we shouldn't do this. Can we vote on this? No.
Yep.
But no. So yesterday, Sam Block of ESPN tweeted this out. Pretty funny tweet. Philip Rivers is back. Patriots have 11 wins. Cowboys are average. Joe Flacco is slinging it. There is drama in Philly. Matthew Stafford's a stud. Seahawks defense is nasty. Aaron Rodgers is the 4 seed. Browns and Raiders are eliminated. Your childhood is not over yet.
Not quite. Yeah.
Jeez.
2025.
Crazy.
You know, Matt came in here and said something I thought was very interesting. And he said, you know, people are still out here trying to say, oh, the Chiefs can make the postseason. Stop doing that to yourself. This team is not a playoff
team. But they can.
They could. So could the Royals back in the day, but we knew they weren't. You know, if it's a duck, it's a duck, right? And it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, then it's a duck, right? And so when Mac was in here talking about, you know, some people people considering this team to potentially make, you know, it into the postseason. We were kind of talking more and more about this, you know, team and where they should go and what they should do and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, you know, I think the postseason off would probably be best for everybody at this point inside that organization. That organization, guys, in my opinion, needs a hard reset. And the more you start to peel back the onion, and we'll talk to Binkley about this coming up, the more you realize, I think, by losing these games and what's happening this year, the more you're able to realize how many true holes are on this team. Because I think we all realize now that wide receiver room sucks. And 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, we didn't think that. But watching the way that they play right now, that wide receiver room is one of the worst in the NFL. And that's why that Connor Embry guy needs to be fired as the wide receivers coach, because this thing has not improved at all. And so missing the playoffs stinks. It stings. Everybody's ticked about it. But hopefully it's a wake-up call and they can make the changes that they need to make that wouldn't have been made if they make it into the postseason.
Mm. You think it sucks?
Oh, yeah, I agree. I mean, I think from a talent perspective, it may not suck. But like, you watch other wide receivers run routes, they run them with fine tuning and they look like they're, you know, designed the way there's our guys run routes lazy. They don't sit in zones correctly. They don't use outside leverage. They don't use their size to their advantage. They don't know how to use momentum or weight or anything like that to their advantage. They just run a place they're supposed to go. Our offense, our team is relied on scheme, not on talent, not on actual development of players. And it is showing now because we don't have the scheme.
And that's an excellent point by you. And it reminds me of, you know, Andy Reid in the early days, and even going back to Gary Pinkel when they were doing the pistol formation in Columbia, and that they were doing it big in college, and then it came to the NFL, and you know, Andy Reid said, well, why would I make quarterbacks switch and go under center when they've been doing this pistol thing? He goes, I'm gonna do my system to fit the players, and it's a great point by Mac. I mean, you're looking at what's going on right now, and they've got the system, but it really isn't fitting those players. They're trying to do Tyreek Hill things with guys who aren't Tyreek Hill, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
they're trying to do stuff that they did in 2018 and 2019 when they had that type of dynamic player. They don't have that type of dynamic player now, and they're still trying to do that. That's on Andy Reid to evolve and to change the offense up a little bit. But I'll be honest with you, when 87 walks out the door, we have nobody right now on this team that is reliable that can catch the ball from Patrick Mahomes. They need a major upgrade at wide receiver coach, that whole wide receiver position right now. I just think, man, we were like, had the wool pulled over us. We thought they were going to be good, and they are not good at any stretch of the imagination.
I'm glad you said that because I want to get into that a little bit later about what that can mean for the future of exactly what you're talking about the wide receiver room.
Love it.
You guys like save the dates?
Yeah. It depends. Yeah.
It kind of gives you something to like look forward to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, save this date, January 31st.
Kay. Okay.
Mark it down in your book, January 31st, Dusty said to save this date. Because that date is KU versus BYU in Lawrence, Kansas.
Football?
No, sir. Basketball. I'm going to get you to watch this game.
Let's go.
Because last night, I got my mojo back. 5:30, nothing really on. Tonight's Survivor, so we're good.
Oh, yeah, you're locked in.
And then Thursday's football. Friday's happy hour and whatnot, and the weekend's here. But last night, Clemson and BYU played at Madison Square Garden, right? Jimmy V Classic.
Oh, was that last night? That's
cool. So Jimmy V Classic, of course, you watch that, you start crying because they show Stuart Scott's family's there, right? They're talking about him.
Man.
He's got that documentary coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are. Missouri, live betting's legal. Hello. So I'm like, okay, what's that kid's name again that went to BYU? Oh,
the $7 million guy?
A.J. DeBanza.
Who?
That's his A.J. DeBanza.
I've heard of it.
Look at me being a PR guy in there for you, right? That's how you say it. So I'm watching that. And I'm like, okay, that's the kid that got $7 million to go to BYU. Let's see how this goes. Clemson, BYU play. Put a little stake on DeBanza and points and rebounds, right? 21-6. And then I had BYU winning -4.5. That was the spread. They go into halftime. Clemson's up by 21.
Wow.
21. BYU, 10th team in the country. One loss, UConn. That's their only loss.
Wow.
UConn's beaten BYU and Kansas. So UConn's them. And so watching this game, I'm thinking to myself, okay, this DeBanza kid, I haven't really watched him play a lot. Not really a great first half. Like 8 points, 2 rebounds, whatever, solid. Not too much, but
more like DeBumza.
Right? So then the game comes back in the second half, and this kid takes over. And I mean takes over. An absolute freak of an athlete. And they're comping him to
T-Mac.
Tracy McGrady. He was there watching, of course, it's Madison Square Garden.
How do you draw that comp? Like, player comps to me are so bizarre. Like, it's Tracy McGrady. Like, that's just a weird one.
Yeah, but I mean, T-Mac was a stud.
But you talk like if somebody compares you to, like, Jordan or something, like, if somebody there, Tracy McGrady is such an odd nerd basketball comp, right? It's just so bizarre to hear that comp.
So he starts taking over, and all of a sudden they take a 21-point lead and narrow it down to 9. So BYU's down by 9, under 10. BYU gets it really rolling, and DeBanza starts taking over. I mean, dunking on people, assists.
DeBunksa,
I mean, doing everything, man. This kid is the real deal. And then all of a sudden, they tie it. And then BYU, remember I said I had BYU minus 4.5. Then BYU goes up by 6. Clemson gets the ball and out of bounds, goes down, drains a 3, 3-point game. BYU misses a free throw. Clemson gets the ball, bang, hits a 3.
Wow.
There's like, I don't know, 25 seconds left.
Damn.
BYU goes down, gets a 2. Clemson goes down, doesn't get it. They foul BYU, miss the free throw. Clemson hits a 2, ties it up, 64-64. BYU gets the ball, takes across half court, timeout, 8 seconds left. Throws it in, comes around the outside, bang, 3, no time left on the clock, walk-off 3 shot.
DeBunksa?
No, it was another guy. But DeBanza had literally like 28-9. 28-8.
Let's go,
career
dude.
High in points. And
hell of a second half then.
Amazing. Just took over, dude.
Love it.
And then he and Darren Peterson could be 1 and 2 in the draft. Boozer will be in there somewhere, but top 3 kids will be in their draft. Those 2 guys will play at Allen Fieldhouse on January 31st, and it will be a show.
The only thing that I care about out of that entire thing was that we're actually going to have college kids drafted in the top of the NBA draft, finally. Like that's where that's what I'm saying. College kids from the United States drafted in the NBA draft. And that's what the NBA's been lacking for a very long time, is having those kids that everybody watches in college or falls in love with in the tournament, and then the NBA draft comes, and the NBA comes, and we never hear from those people again.
But that's what I needed. You know how they say, like, give me something to watch. Pull me in. That got me there. Like, that got me back in the college basketball spirit, plus conference plays getting ready to start.
I saw conference play started last night in the Big Ten.
Yeah, Illinois
and Ohio State. Well, when you have 16 teams in a conference,
and
the conferences are as big as they are, you're going to have to move these games up and start these conference games early, which I'm okay with because it does eliminate some of the riffraff games and some of the nonsensical BS that we've seen. You know, in some of these sports, you take the Murray States off your schedule, and now you're playing conference games.
Yeah.
Those games mean more. Give people what they want.
January 31st, KU BYU. That'll be a hell of a game.
Let's go.
With two
Kenny DeBanza
stars.
Plays for BYU.
AJ DeBanza, baby. Him and Darren Peterson, January 31st. And we already did
Saturday.
Our research.
Let's go.
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And we did our research. I told Mac, I was like, these top 3 kids are all United States. You know, they'll be in the American team in the future. And he goes, yeah. And he looks up AJ DeBanza. He goes, oh, no. So his 3, guess where he's from?
I'm going to say Tennessee.
Boston.
Let's go Celtics. Go get him.
Oh, I thought you meant like where the – oh, the kid. Oh, yeah. He's from Boston.
Yeah, he's from Boston.
That's right. He's from New England. That's right.
And he Mac's, went out like, there to Mac's like, well, come on. All right, Brad.
What does that have to do with him being a Celtic, though? You know?
I don't know. Come on. He wants to go there.
Boston, 6'7".
Patrick Mahomes is from Texas. He's a Chief.
For now.
Kelsey's from – for now is right. Travis Kelsey's from Cleveland. He's a Chief. Like, I don't
know. He'll retire and come back and play for the Browns.
Somebody had asked me that. You think he's going to go leave and play 1 year for the Browns? I'm like, why in the hell? Like, I don't care if that's my hometown team and everything that I've grown up loving. I would rather play for, you know, Center High School than go play for the Cleveland Browns.
You'd rather go be the offensive coordinator at Mill Valley.
They got to deal with the parents out at Mill Valley.
You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't deal with the Cleveland Browns ownership.
Oh,
no. Coming up on the other side, we'll get into what the Royals did yesterday. Plus, there's some Hall of Fame voting coming out. What are you going to vote for? Who are you going to vote for? On the other side, 913-586-7965. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
This is Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear from ESPN's Nate Taylor every Thursday at 8:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
You want to be. There we go.
Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be
having a great time.
You want to be
loving the fun.
You want to see all of the excitement. This is the place and we're the one. You want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see. Come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
That's right, baby. We're back.
Nothing puts you in a better mood than that song, man. I'll be honest with you. God, in 14 and 15, when they were making those runs and we were playing that song every day and people were so fired up. I've never seen this town more abuzz than in 14 and 15. And then Baseball with the Royals would come on and people would just lose their minds because of what was going on that baseball field. I can't wait till they're doing it at 119th and Nall, man. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's I want to get into that real quick, but yesterday I forgot to say the story real quick. I was playing golf yesterday at Shamrock Hills in Lee Summit. A buddy of mine, didn't know he was there, Willie Horn, head coach of Lee Summit West, went to high school with him, knows family and all that sort of stuff, goes way back, pulls up, gives me some information about Lee Summit High School, what they did at state, right? We talked about how Lee Summit High School went state and that kid had 457 yards.
Heck yeah.
He was out. Like for the first 8 weeks of the season, like 6-7 weeks of the season, he told me. I did not mean that.
You did not mean that?
I did not. And so they brought him back. He was a wide receiver. And they said, you know what? Why don't we try something else? And they moved him to quarterback / like hybrid running back that you can do in like youth sports in college, like you
for
know,
sure.
glorified running back to yeah. quarterback.
Just take the snap and run
and
type of thing. Yeah.
And that's how they adjusted the rest of their season.
Damn.
With
Damn.
Yeah, that's wild. That's, awesome. I mean, that's adjusting to the personnel that you have. Andy should call him.
That's why I was going to bring that up. But yeah, I told Willie, I was like, well, it's your job now, man. You're Lee Summit West head coach. Lee Summit just won state title, first one in their school. He's like, yep. I said, when does winter workout start? He goes, after the first of the year.
Yeah.
I'm like, golly, it's like right there.
It's so. Right there, man. It's crazy, this year-round stuff with sports. I mean, and that's why, too, with the Chiefs and even with the Royals back then, like, you don't have that offseason that you're used to having when you're going that deep into the playoffs. And you know, all these other teams are starting their offseason prep, and you're still playing games. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But every once in a while, it's okay to say, all right, we need a break. And I think out at Arrowhead Stadium, they need a break from us. We need a break from them. They need a break from each other. You know, like it's going to be a good, I think, kind of reset for this organization. So hopefully it's a good reset for this organization.
Right. So there was some news yesterday in baseball as they are pretty much getting ready to reset. Winter meetings are a go. We told you earlier that Kyle Schwarber, 5 for 150. And Edwin Diaz, I think it was $69 million.
It was, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Or 67. It was
no,
either
way. It was
okay.
69. And then Andy Rogers said, the Royals will have a lottery pick 1-6 in the 2006 MLB draft. Results were incoming at the moment on MLB Network. But they're going to have the 6th overall pick in the draft coming up later on this next year, I guess. We're almost to January 1st. Yeah. But 2026.
June, right?
Yeah, they'll have
All-Star break.
All-Star
right?
break, July. Yeah. So they'll have the 6th overall pick. That's a huge win.
It's a huge win. Real quick, I love your hat.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. If you guys can see it on the screen, they're doing a pop-up bar in Chicago called Little Nero's Pizza on the 35th anniversary of the movie. And so I just
sick
noticed
hat.
Your hat. It's a sick hat. It really is. Like, if you know, you know. And I think everybody knows. Like, my kids, it's their favorite Christmas
That was
movie,
my post right? yesterday on Instagram because it came yesterday. I'm trying to figure out where the brand is. It is... Imperial hats.
Okay.
So it's one of those, you know, drunk or stoned moments on Instagram.
Exactly,
I was like, no way.
Yeah.
Clicked on it, ordered it, came yesterday. And I did that exact post. I said, if you know, you know.
Right.
New hat.
So, but yeah, I think everybody knows. I mean, I don't know that there's a more transcendent movie maybe for the Christmas season anyway than Home Alone. I mean, when my kids are watching it, you're watching it, I'm watching it, my parents are watching it. You know, it's a transcendent type of movie that hits every generation. So
yeah, it's in the top 5 with like those type of movies like that. Christmas Vacation, It's a Wonderful Life can go. I mean, it's black and white.
Elf.
We still watch it in 2025. Elf is going to go on forever. Die Hard, you can give that one as well.
Yep.
But no, 6th overall pick. Appreciate the love on the hat.
Yeah.
Little Nero's Pizza. It'll be 10:38, please. Keep the change, you filthy animal. Gee, thanks. snakes. Why do I know snakes? Snakes. I know that name, snakes. Overall pick, 6th for the Royals. And what's cool about this is that you've seen, did he go 6th? Because Cags went 7th, right?
No, Cags went 6th. Royals had 2 picks at number 6, Greinke and Cags.
Okay, yeah. So I think Kurtz went 4th or 5th. But again, top 6, we've seen what baseball has done recently. That's why this is interesting to me. Because what if they get a college player that was solid, and we see what we have seen in baseball with these kids getting... Now, Roman Anthony went all the way up through the minors and then was just that good. But we've seen college kids go straight from being drafted to by... September, they're on the roster and they're making an improvement to the team. So interesting that the Royals pick at six. Their percentages to pick that high were not very good.
It was 0.84% to get the number one overall pick. And when the number started to come, or the draft was coming out, I'm like, because MLB Network, I think, tweeted, like, I found out this yesterday. You may have known this or whatnot. The lottery is only the first six picks of the Major League Baseball draft. And so they released like 7 through 18 or whatever it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, the Royals are not in there. They're going to get a lottery pick. I mean, how is this possible? I guess when you build the new stadium, they want to make sure that you got good players in there. And so they give you the lottery pick. But the Royals, by no stretch of the imagination, should have been a lottery pick type of team last year. They just missed the postseason. So this is a lottery ticket for the Kansas City Royals, having that sixth overall pick. And so I started to look back. I'm like, who are some of the great number six overall picks? Gary Sheffield, Derek Jeter was picked, Greinke, Bonds. Those were all number six overall. Barry Sanders and Larry Bird and some other sports. Like, you
not
can
bad.
Get, no, you can That's get a great player at number six. And like, I was really excited about that yesterday. And then the White Sox have the number one pick. And I texted our friend Gene. I said, don't F it up.
Go, Gene.
Because you can't.
Watson,
you
got the, yes!
You've got the number one pick in the draft, man. Don't F it up, man. Like,
we're all watching you.
Or you're all fired. You're all gone. Yep. So I love having that number six overall pick, man. It's really awesome that they're able to do that because you can do so much. So I'll ask you guys, you want a bat or you want an arm?
Bat.
I think so too. Is that based on last year alone?
Yeah. I know what we have at the arms. I don't know what we have at bats.
Good point. Yeah, we do have plenty of arms out there right now.
For now.
And that could change. But that's where the Major League Baseball draft is so much different than the other sports, because you looked at what happened last season and you went, oh my God, we couldn't hit. Let's draft a bat. Well, we may not see that bat for a couple of years. The other sports, you're like, oh, we need a wide receiver. Well, you draft when he plays the next year. In those sports, in basketball, you know, the same way. Baseball is one of those, like, we're making decisions based on what we saw last year, but the draft is not going to really give us a player until maybe at this time next year where we'll see that guy potentially come up. But I would draft the closest to the big league ready bat that is out there right now. I don't know who the consensus number one overall pick is. There's some kid at UCLA that everybody seems to like, this Rock, R-O-C-H.
What is that pitcher, that kid from LSU? I forget what
Schemes?
His name is.
Schemes?
No. And then you said Larry Bird was a sixth overall pick?
Yeah, they don't have Larry Bird walking through that door, okay?
No, they've got the sixth leading scorer in playoff history for the Celtics. That's Jason Tatum. He'll be fifth. He'll be actually fourth after this playoffs is over. So, yeah, they've got Larry Bird's son, Jason Tatum.
I don't think you got that. I'm gonna say something, and I don't know if this is true, but I don't care. Did he score 1 point after that conversation?
Bringing the stats.
When was that said, and when did he get hurt? Because we do need to look that up. Because if you said that in the next game, he got hurt and is out a year.
I think the reason why we need a bat is, you know, all goes back to
nobody.
When we asked Bigley, who do you want hitting third? Remember that question?
Yes.
June 25th. Hey, Bigley, who do you want to see hitting third in this Royals lineup?
Nobody.
So just despondent.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that.
I mean, he was up at 5:45 changing his topics for his conversation.
Ooh,
at 6:45 today.
Come on.
He's going to lace it up and rip into those wide receivers here in about 15 minutes.
I want to see Binkley go full heel on the city, because the city went heel on Binkley.
Yeah.
But no, back to the Royals. They're also going to have that great time of the year where they show you who's going to be in the candidacy for the Royals Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
So you can vote. You can go to the Royals website. You can actually vote yourself. These are the eligible Royals this year: Carlos Beltran, Lorenzo Cain, Alcides Escobar, Greg Holland, Yordano Ventura, Billy Butler, Wade Davis, Kelvin Herrera, and Joaquin Soria.
Yeah.
Those are the names. And we asked, you did, you said, who's your vote that you would give? We, you know, you get one.
You get five.
Yeah,
but we get one. But
yeah, so, and then we could have a conversation of who we think will get in. I think there's three that will get in this year.
I think there's four that may get in this year.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So you're voting for who?
I'm voting for, well, I'll tell you how I came to my vote. Because I looked at the names, and immediately I'm like, Carlos Beltran belongs in the Royals Hall of Fame. He belongs in baseball's Hall of Fame, right? And then I started to think about it.
It's not going to happen because he was linked to tweets.
Well,
it's not going to happen.
It's crazy.
He's going to be a manager, and they just.
not going to happen. But I always go back to like the Royals Hall of Fame. Can you tell the story of this team and of this era or whoever without this certain player? Can you tell the story of the Kansas City Royals without Carlos Beltran being mentioned ever?
Yeah,
I think you can. And that's why I didn't vote for Carlos Beltran. And that's why I'm going for my vote. I'm casting it for Lorenzo Cain. And the reason I'm kind of doing it for Lorenzo Cain, because you could go Davis, Herrera, Holland, all these guys that you know that you listed. I'm going with Lorenzo Cain for one major reason for me. I didn't appreciate Lorenzo Cain enough when he was here playing because we were all talking about Hosmer and Moose and Eske and the HDH and all of that kind of stuff. For me, for my money, Lorenzo Cain always seemed to fall between the car seats. And I'm like, we never gave that guy enough love. Now, looking back, Lorenzo Cain was by far the best baseball player on that team, the best athlete on that team. And we saw what happened in 2016 when Lorenzo Cain got injured. They never recovered. And so for me, I don't think we, and I say we, I mean me, appreciated Lorenzo Cain when he was here enough. And now looking back, that guy's a lock for the Royals Hall of Fame. That's why I'm going with Lorenzo Cain.
Mac, who's your vote?
Yeah, I'd go with that too. That was one of my favorite Royals growing up. I just loved the way he was able to run. What an athlete. But, you know, 10-year-old Mac would probably say Billy Butler.
Yeah. Billy Butler's interesting.
I loved Billy Butler growing up.
Because everybody loved Billy Butler. He was drafted here and his name, Billy Butler.
Country Breakfast. Yeah, it's great.
Can you tell the story of the Royals without Billy Butler? Can you, though? Like 2014, where he's on second, you know? And
you'd know better than me.
Billy Butler became a mockery in 14 and 15.
It's a fair point.
He wasn't on the team in 15.
15, he was not on the team.
And in 14, he was told by Ned Yost, like, hey, buddy, you're not playing anymore because every time you hit the ball, it's a double play.
Yeah.
And then he stole the base, and it was like, look at the big guy.
That's fair. I think
Billy Butler was... The story of 14 was moving on to the team that was keeping the line moving, which was Haas, Moose, Kane, Escobar, and the bullpen. It was nowhere near was Billy Butler. Billy Butler is a deep, deep cut.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. But I understand 10-year-old Mac going Billy Butler,
no,
right?
No, Billy Butler, Royals history, Royals Hall. Like, if you're doing the Royals World Series, no. Can you tell the Royals franchise history without mentioning Billy Butler? The answer is no.
Fair.
Because when I was a kid, and he and Gordon were drafted back when it took 4 years to bring players up, I was champing at the bit for those two to come up. Because they were together everywhere in spring training. They were under George Brett's wing. And Alex Gordon, unfortunately, was you talk about comparison to Tracy McGrady. Alex Gordon, poor guy. You're the next George Brett in Kansas City.
I felt so bad
for him. And here's Curt Schilling.
Yeah, right, exactly. Welcome to the big leagues.
And here's 40,000 people that are never going to sit down when you come up to bat. Good luck. You're from Omaha. Here you go. And you're going to wear number 7, and then you're going to play third base.
Right.
But what if I told you in 4 or 5 years you're going to play left field, be the best left fielder in Royals history,
wear number 4,
and hit one of the most impactful home runs up there with Brett off Gossage?
Yeah, like, I mean.
Really, those are the two biggest home runs in Royals history, in my opinion.
Oh yeah,
You could have a legit debate if Gordon's home run over the center field wall of Familia is probably bigger than Brett's off Gossage. Now at the time, Royals Yankees, and when Brett hit that shot into right field off Gossage, my dad told me before, he's like, you'll never hear Yankee Stadium quieter in your life. And that was back in the 70s and 80s when the Royals and Yankees were both head to head.
It was brutal.
There was two divisions, right?
Yeah.
And then the home run off Familia because Hosmer made the fumble at first. And then you go back to what Vern always says is you see what that home run did to that team that year because as soon as he smacks that off Familia, Hosmer just yells into the ground like he just picked me up so much. And then, of course, the finger in the air going around first base and there's no wind.
He didn't need the wind. I bet you if we asked George, he would say Gordo's homer was bigger.
No way.
I think he would. George, if you're listening, call us. Text me. He may be out of town. But
like, dude, it was off Goose. It was the Yankees.
I know. It was Goose. It was the Yankees. It was Upper Decker at Yankee Stadium. Yeah. I mean, like an upper tank
shot.
I'd
like to ask a 60-year-old what they thought was because there you were in the prime of your life watching your favorite team.
Yeah.
And then you waited and waited and waited. And then when you thought you were down and out again, kaboom.
Yeah. Gordon. I mean, like seriously, if you guys want to call in and weigh in on that one, I'm interested to hear what people say. Is it George's home run or is it Alex Gordon's home run that was the bigger one in Royals history? Because you could make a case for either. The reason I lean towards Gordo is not recent memory. That was the World Series.
Sure. No, I 100%. That's the heavyweight that's in that category.
It's the World Series. And so they don't win the World Series probably if Gordo doesn't come up with that home run because now they're thinking about the error that Haas made and all that kind of stuff.
You know
what
would be funny if you did cross parallels of sports? bigger play, Wasp or a Gordon's home run?
Ooh. Oh.
Wasp won you a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The home run might have won you the World
Series.
Might have
got you the World Series.
And that was the first Super Bowl.
That's
so
right.
You can't say, well, they had some under their belt. Both were the firsts in 30 years and 50 years.
That's right.
I'd have to go with the Chiefs 50s longer than 30. And maybe that's, I mean, I don't know, though. I mean, I think people know baseball is our first love.
Big time.
And baseball is romantic. Baseball is stories. Baseball is emotion. Football is, oh my God, you
know,
you're running through, you run through a wall, all that kind of stuff. Baseball is that romantic side of things. And those moments hit more in baseball than they do in any other sport. They just do. You know, when the Royals were doing 14 and 15, people were calling this show crying of tears of joy. Chiefs are winning. People are excited. They're fired up. But there's no, like, that emotional tears that happen. And so, God, it's a tough question, which is the bigger play. I guess because it's the NFL, you have to go, you know, Wasp, I guess. I don't know.
I've always said that football is a cigarette and beer sport.
Yeah.
And baseball is a cigar and brandy.
It is. Yeah.
You sit back, relax, wait for it to happen. Football, you're just like, I'll take another one while you're up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You're nervous. I mean, when we go to the games, the last one was the Colts game. I was with my daughter and I'm like, feel my hands. She goes, why? I go, feel them. Soaked, sweat. I'm like, you don't get that in baseball games, right?
Dad.
You're not sitting there sweating it out on every play. She's like, are you going to die? I'm like, I'm hyperventilating. Like, that's football compared to what baseball is. Baseball is, you're right. It's a smoke a cigarette, relax a little bit, do some stuff in between pitches and cigar and all that kind of stuff.
And so we're not going to get that this time. That just got me sad. I love that feeling.
Is Jake trying to weigh in on the
feeling?
Play?
The edge of my seat, NFL playoffs. Yeah. Jake's trying to weigh in.
All right, Jake, go ahead, man. You're on the phone.
Legend Likens and Legend Fesco. I love
Let's
you
go,
guys,
baby.
Man.
Let's
good morning.
Go. We love you, Jake. Good morning.
Good
How
morning,
are you?
Jake.
I'm excellent. I listen to you guys every morning. Sometimes I agree, sometimes I don't.
Perfect.
But today, I think it's a bias thing. You're going to talk to some older guys that say, no way, that was George Brett, that he holds the biggest home run. You're going to talk to young cats like me. They're pretty stupid, actually. But we just say, you know, we lived in that moment. We watched Gordon make that hit. We watched Eric Hosmer pick his soul off the ground because of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, to me, that's where I sit. Gordon's will always be 1.01. And then I want to touch on the Chiefs thing. You said that it was Wasp for you, Bob, right?
Yeah, I think so, because 50 years in the NFL, it's, you know, the NFL's bigger than everything else.
100%, 100%.
Yeah.
For me, though, it was that Texans divisional game. It was coming down, being at the stadium going, nope, we still suck. Patrick Mahomes isn't going to do it. We're freaking cursed. And then watching him drag us literally into the playoffs and take us on this big run. I'm going to listen off air. I got to pull up to the job, but I love you guys. Go Chiefs! Go Royals!
Jake, you're the man. Jake, you're the man. You're the man. For those of you that want to go back in time.
Kane swings, line drive, left center field. This is going to go all the way to the wall. Orlando scores. Escobar scores. Zobrist scores. Lorenzo Cain drives in three, and the Royals have five in the 12th inning.
There you go. Coming up on the other side, we'll get to our weekly poll session here on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Tobacco, football, and booze. He knows Bobby Bowden. He knows Pete Carroll. He likes a 3-4 defense. He's Jay Bigley.
Damn right he is.
Nobody else.
Spit chewing, mountain dewing.
Oh, that's
hot
a good
take spewing. Doesn't give a rip if you're not into his takes. It's Jay Binkley, who joins us every Wednesday. Binkley, do these wide receivers suck?
The answer to that question is yes, Dusty. I do believe in Rice. The last couple weeks, gotta really question that. But I look at his numbers, and then, man, if this guy could put a full season together, what we'd have. I mean, to be honest with you, it's pretty embarrassing that you've got a guy that's only played 7 games, and he's number 2 in receiving yards for this team. He's tied for the team lead in touchdowns, and yet didn't play the first 6 weeks. That's an indictment on this position.
Well, it's really, been bad for a while, and they've always, made the Super Bowl, so nobody really talked about the wide receiver position. And we hear the names Rice and Worthy. We think they're supposed to be good, but then you start to peel it back a little bit. DeAndre Hopkins came here, didn't do much. A lot of these other wide receivers haven't done a whole heck of a lot. They're not really developing wide receivers. I said yesterday it's time to move on from Connor Embry, the wide receiver coach. Would that fix it?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it fixed it, but you're 100% right. That is, they need new blood at that position, but that it's 100% right they have to move on, because this whole loyalty thing has got to go out the window. Bringing guys back like the Jujus of the world and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, they need to hit the reset button. Just like that video game, hit the reset button for Chiefs 2.0. I've been an advocate of the Chiefs drafting. If you listen to Character Concerns, the Chiefs draft 2 wide receivers, and they don't do it. They throw 1 dart. They threw a dart at Sky Moore. Didn't work out. They threw a dart at Rashee Rice. He actually was good as a rookie, second-best rookie there. I don't know what's happened the last couple weeks with the drop passes. I'm concerned they don't have a receiver right now that can beat man coverage. I mean, the last couple weeks, don't like seeing it. I will say this. If you did put Rashee Rice's numbers for a full season, he'd be at like 108 catches, 1,300 yards, and 12, 13 touchdowns. That's great. But he's played 7 games, and he hasn't played a full season for you. That starts to become a problem. But if I ask 10 people, Bob, who do you want to draft first? Because we do this stuff, with the draft show. Who would you draft first? And our first mock, we did have him go defensive line in the first round. But the more you think about it, and you ask people, what about wide receivers? What about wide receivers? Because you have an elite quarterback, and the chances of this town ever having a quarterback like this again are slim and none. To be honest with you, with this success rate that he's had. But when Kelce leads his team in receiving yards, like he did last year, when he walks off into the sunset, probably after this year, who are you going to throw to? Because Hollywood Brown was supposed to be here 1 year. He got hurt. They brought him back for another year. That deal hasn't panned out. Xavier Worthy, I don't think he's been the same guy since he ran into Kelce on play 3 in Brazil. Rashee Rice needs to pan out for this team, because next year, honestly, look at the Chiefs' wide receiving stats. If you want to see something where they need a lot of improvement, look at their wide receiving stats. All these people say, well, they don't need a wide receiver. They're fine at wide receiver. They're not fine at wide receiver. They're not. You have an elite quarterback. He needs somebody to throw to. They need playmakers. And again, Travis Kelce leads this team in yards. If you're not going to believe in Rice, if you're not going to believe in Xavier Worthy, you're not going to believe in Hollywood Brown, which there's not a lot of reason to believe in them the way that they're dealing with man coverage at this point. I do believe if Rice can work on this drop problem that he's had the last couple of weeks, and I think getting his bell rung kind of hurt at the end of this game. But you got to find a dependable receiver, and you have to have somebody. Like, you got to have somebody to throw to. But think about this wide receiver room when Kelce leaves.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a good
thing.
Even
though you're tied in.
Yeah, maybe that's a good thing. Getting your dependent vice out of there so you can open up other things and be forced a new hand. Binkley, I want to talk about something that came across yesterday. The wide receiver class this year, not that great. Obviously, I think the key component to this team would be a dynamic running back. That kid from Notre Dame is pretty good. I know he's probably going to go pretty high. Right now, the Chiefs are picking, 14th in the draft, but that can change, obviously, with teams in the next couple of weeks. Where do they go in the draft? Would you rather them have a defensive line addition, a running back addition, or like you just went on the rant about having a receiver around your quarterback?
At this point, they need so many things. That's the one thing about it. Mm-hmm. They need so many things. But the running back situation, they've got to get a new running back into the fold. First round, I used to be team running back, but obviously the last 5-10 years, things have changed with the NFL. Can you get a good running back in the second round? Yeah. Can you get a good running back in the third round? Yes, you can. I think Justice Haynes is a guy that people should look at, because being hurt towards the end of the year with Michigan, the dude was a stud, at Alabama before he transferred to Michigan. But, you know, you're talking maybe second round type of running back with him. And I know the popular pick right now is Kenyon Sadiq, the tight end at Oregon, which the tight end position is a big position with the Chiefs. It is somebody to catch the football, and they need somebody to catch the football. And they've got to address the tight end position, because that is another position that's going to be completely empty. I mean, there was hope from a lot of people. Noah Gray would be that answer. Noah Gray ain't it. And he's not even apt at this point to be tight end two with all his drops. His drops in production, he had 40 catches last year for over 400 yards. He was trending in the right direction. That has come all the way back to the pack. So, yeah, tight end one becomes an issue. Tight end two, these are free agency type of things. It's a lot cheaper. Free agency, you go out there for a wide receiver, you're going to be paying over $30 million. You'll be in the same Tyreek Hill situation with wide receivers. So, yeah, they need offensive weapons. I mean, seeing Patrick Mahomes back there, you know, running around trying to find a receiver that's open and trying to fit it in, you know, with guys that can't beat man coverage, it's becoming a real issue with this team. And look at this team needs a 1,000-yard receiver. They need a receiver. They need a playmaker to go with Patrick Mahomes. Elite quarterbacks do have receivers. I get it. Tom Brady, you know, did his best, but he had great seasons production-wise with Randy Moss that came all the way down to the end to David Tyree, beating him in the Super Bowl. He never won a Super Bowl with those guys. He did win with Deion Branch and Troy Brown and people like that, and people always point to Tom Brady didn't have those elite receivers. Well, you know, the Peyton Mannings of the world did. The Joe Montanas of the world did. Great quarterbacks did have that star receiver. I was hoping Rashee Rice could be that guy, and I still think, you know, with the proper coaching, like, you know, Bob's talking about Connor Embry, can that be a guy for the future? Well, he needs to put a full season together. That would be helpful. But, yeah, I think running back is definitely a need that they have. They need a bunch of things, though, Dusty, because
no doubt.
Defensive line, edge rusher at this point, may start needing more defensive backs. Yeah, obviously, you're going to put Noel Williams in there, but then you got Jalen Watson. It's going to be a free agent. Then there's the Trey McDuffie situation, even though he's under contract. But, yes, there's a ton of holes for this team. But you look at this team. All right, what makes this team? What is this team about? Well, this team is about Patrick Mahomes at this point, and Patrick Mahomes needs somebody to throw to. I need people to think about who they're going to throw to if they don't like these wide receivers and Travis Kelce's going to walk out that door. They're going to throw it to the magical wide receiver guy?
Yeah, well, I don't know who the magical wide receiver guy is, but that's why it's good to have a situation like this where you don't make the playoffs so you can hit that hard reset button. And people don't have to sit here and complain after another Super Bowl run. How could we get rid of Mike Edwards? You know, I'm just using that as an example. This season, going into this offseason, it's going to be very easy for this organization to part with players that even may be fan favorites.
Yeah, I agree with you. But it's time to hit the reset button, Bob. And seriously, there's a few things they could do when I look at it. I want to see Jalen Royals play.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a guy that was picked in the fourth round. That was the wide receiver dart throw that they had this year that hasn't been on the field. And we don't know if he's going to be good or bad. Let's find out. Let's find out what you have in Jalen Royals for 2026.
He could be the next Ezra Pohl. You know, I mean, like, we don't know what he has because Andy's not giving him that opportunity. I mean, we may have the new Ezra Pohl standing over there.
Yeah, with Pohl, the way that he stepped in there for Wanre Morris on play two. Now, maybe that helped, the fact that he didn't have to worry about Danielle Hunter the whole night before the game, and all of a sudden he's thrown in there and it's like, okay, here's Danielle Hunter. I mean, here's a guy that didn't play high school football, played at Washington State, undrafted, you know, cut by the Chiefs, cut by the Jets, comes back, and boom, you're playing against the best defense in the NFL, go. But, yeah, Jalen Royals, give him that chance. That's one of the things they could do. And the other hit in the reset button is giving Breshard Smith the carries. Give him a full workload. You might as well at this point, because Pacheco's not going to be on this team next year. Kareem Hunt's going to be 31 years old. Find out what you got, because it's at the point now, and not saying you're giving up on the season, it's just bringing new life to the season. But this team needs to figure out, instead of next year you're going into week one, and you find out what Jalen Royals is a rookie. No, give him experience against teams playing the rest of the season. So hit those two things with Breshard Smith getting the workload. Find out what Jalen Royals has. And the other thing is, turn over fourth down calls in the two-minute drill to Patrick Mahomes. We've seen other quarterbacks get to that point. Peyton Manning got to that point. Even Phillip Rivers, that's coming back with the Colts, got to that point. But there's no better person, in my opinion. When you want to talk about who's the best offensive coordinator on this team, it's Patrick Mahomes. And he's earned that trust with this team. When you're a two-time MVP, when you're a three-time Super Bowl MVP, he has earned the benefit of the doubt, meaning if it's fourth down, you find out what makes him go. You find out what plays he wants to do, because he would try to say, hey, Patrick, this is in your hands. We need that 1 yard. You know he's going to get it. Let him call what he feels comfortable about doing to pick up that yard. He's in the game. He's in the game flow. He understands every defense that's coming out there after him. He has earned the benefit from the Chiefs on fourth down plays to be the guy that makes the decision for the Chiefs. He's also the guy at the two-minute drill to understand what the defense is doing and what they should be doing. So, yes, there's three things I think the Chiefs could do, and that's see what Jalen Reels is about, Rashard Smith, and turn over critical play calling to Patrick Mahomes in the huddle.
Bink, we appreciate it, man. Keep doing your thing, and we'll be ready for those mock drafts. As it's officially almost mock draft season in the fall. So, Binkley, we appreciate the time.
All right, guys, enjoy the.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Winter meeting.
Yes, sir. Jay Binkley right there for you. Coming
Heat
up.
Heat brought.
That's right. Who is this offseason about? Well, Bob will tell you on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fresco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.